fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, the 14th day of November, year of our Lord, 2017. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to inventory your food, water, and medical supplies. Food, water, and medical supplies. And fill in the gaps. Make sure everything's in good condition, that there hasn't been any damage from heat, water, mice, insects, and then fill in any gaps and make sure everything's ready to go. I think that's a smart thing to do. That's your prepper tip of the day. We have patient Wayne DeGreen with my friend Sky Huddleston. Sky is my neighbor, by the way. And Sky is the manufacturer of the rocket stove, the rocket heater, I should say, the rocket heater, which is listed for sale on my website. Sky, good morning.
Hey, good morning, John Moore. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Sky, I don't know if you watch the news, but the bowling center where you and I meet to talk and have coffee and lunch has been broken into twice and has been on national news. Are you aware of that?
No, I'm not. I don't have a TV.
Well, I don't have a TV either, but I get my news from the Internet. Well, the first time they broke in and stole $1,200, nobody was there. The second time, the burglar came face-to-face. The 250-pound owner, armed with his Glock pistol. And he's not coming back anymore, I don't believe, this burglar. Once he took one look at the owner, who's a friend of mine, by the way, armed with his Glock, and he's well-versed in the use of firearms. So he scooted on down the road, and I don't believe he's coming back. Well, Sky, it is wintertime. You offer a product that's unique. I like to offer you unique products. And why the, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about keeping your home warm here with a what's called a rocket, the rocket heater. And this particular product is the only one, unless somebody's come up and developed another one, is the only one that you have your choice of using either wood pellets that come in 50-pound bags or sticks and twigs. And you can't use logs or firewood in a normal sense of the word, can you, Sky?
No, so some preppers are familiar with rocket stoves, and so this is essentially a rocket stove for indoor, inside the house, and
right.
Heating and cooking.
Right. I'm living out in the Ozarks, as most people know, and in the last few years I've noticed people are having the loggers drop off a dozen or 20 full-size logs, 10 feet long, a foot and a half, 2 feet in diameter in their front yard, which they then cut and split. With the rocket heater, you don't need logs, you don't need firewood. All you need are twigs. In fact, taking regular firewood and cutting it to fit the rocket heater would be quite a chore, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It really isn't worth doing. So the rocket stoves, rocket heaters, and the heaters of these types, they're really suited for smaller pieces of wood. But this, a lot of people look at the disadvantage, but it's actually an advantage because now you can go to places like cabinet shops, companies that make surveying stakes or podiums or little trophies or whatever, and they'll throw away dumpster loads of wood, veritable dumpster loads. And so you could get all the wood you'd ever need to heat your house for free. It's already processed. It's kiln dried. It's ready to go. No work at all. It's free.
Right. Well, the firebox. Let's talk about the firebox. Now, I described the firebox as about the size of four packs of cigarettes, the long cigarettes. Give us the dimensions of the firebox, Sky.
It's 0.05 cubic feet, which is about 100 cubic inches.
And how many inches? The length, width, and height, if you would, please.
Okay, so 6 inches wide, 4 inches tall, and 18.5 inches deep.
Oh, it is 18 inches deep.
Yeah, it is, but only the first 6 inches is actually going to be where the fuel is burning. The rest of it, the fire burns back and sideways through an deflagration wave.
Let's just talk about the space for the wood, not the entire firebox. And the space for the wood only is what by what?
Six by four by six.
6 by 4 by 6. Okay, that's a little bit bigger than four packs of cigarettes. That's maybe, I would have to say, maybe 8 packs of cigarettes would fit in that much space. It's tiny, ladies and gentlemen. That is really tiny, 4 by 6 by 6. So if you had a piece of firewood longer than 6 inches, it would not fit, would it?
Well, yeah, it would, because it's got a very long vertical feed tube. So that's where combustion is occurring. But if you drop in, say, a 24-inch long piece of wood, it'll only burn at the tip, about 4 inches, it'll burn. And as it burns down, it'll continue to feed. So you could get, off a handful of sticks, maybe an hour and a half of runtime. But okay. Then if you want longer, you could drop in a pellet hopper. And we just got done developing a new heavy-duty burn grate that'll last indefinitely. And it gives you superior performance for the pellets.
Okay.
And it's made from an authentic grade of stainless. We actually had to order it from the same company that made the rocket nozzles for the Saturn V rockets that took men to the moon.
Right. Now, what's this new piece again? Tell us again slowly what the new piece of equipment is.
It's a heavy-duty burn grate.
The burner grate. Now, that's what goes underneath the wood?
Yeah, for pellets specifically.
Right. So it's a piece of special steel that's got holes cut in to allow the air to pass through it also?
Oh, yeah. Yep. And it basically converts it into a stratified downdraft combustion system.
Okay. Now, when you and I first started having these conversations and I was considering selling the rocket heater, I said, Sky, people need something that they can fill up with wood and go to bed, not have to feed it. They don't want it something they need to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and put wood in this darn thing. And that's when you went ahead and developed the pellet hopper, didn't you?
Absolutely, yep.
And so that's two great minds working together for a common goal. And so you got your choice, ladies and gentlemen. You can buy these 50-pound bags of pellets. Most hardware stores carry them. I know in my neighborhood they carry them. If you buy them in quantity, say a half a ton or a ton at a time, that's where you start getting a bit of a discount, isn't it, Sky?
A little bit, yeah, you can. It depends on your rates and where you're at, but bag of pellets is usually just under $4, and if you measure per BTU, it's cheaper than propane, it's cheaper than fuel oil, way cheaper than electric. It's only bested in price by natural gas, which is a waste product of the oil industry.
Right. So they're taking a waste product and selling it. That's pretty clever. So if I fill up this hopper and let the fire off, how many hours can I get out of that burn
with this one hopper?
12 to 16. And how many times will one 50-pound bag top off that hopper from a
40-pound bag will top it off, and you'll get 12 to 16 hours off of 40 pounds of pellets.
Okay, so that's one. It'll hold the full 40 pounds. I was thinking 50, but the bag is 40 pounds.
Yes.
Okay, so that's a little more than half a day. So you can heat your home for less than $8 a day, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, I mean, normally it takes less than that. Normally we only run the bags at a bag of pellets at night, and then we use wood during the day because the wood is free.
Right. Right.
So
way less. If you run 12 hours worth of pellets for $4, then you got 12 hours left to put the free scraps of wood in there, and then you're basically heating your home for $4 a day.
Yeah. Now, one thing I'll...
Sky? Hello, Sky. Hello, Sky. Looks like we lost Sky.
Hello, yes.
Okay, what happened to you there?
Oh, I don't know. I'm unaware.
Okay, you started something, you were gone. Start fresh with that sentence again.
Okay, so one thing I'll say about rocket heaters is that unlike conventional wood stoves, you can burn any type of wood in it. You can burn soft woods. You can burn agricultural waste. You can burn things like pine cones and gumballs from a gumball tree. You can burn the bark from trees. You can burn, I mean, really anything.
Now tell us why. I know why. But you know, now around here, you don't want to burn pine because of the creosote, or cedar because of creosote buildup. Tell us why it's safe to do that in the rocket heater.
So softwoods and other waste products have a very high concentration of organics and volatiles. And these volatiles is tar, and biotar specifically, it's sap, it's things of that nature. And if you don't get it very high internal temperatures for your deflagration wave, you're not going to get complete combustion, and that those unburned volatiles will condense in your stack and form creosote. And that's
right.
A fire hazard, big time.
Exactly. Yeah, and I've seen a chimney fire firsthand. It is a scary, scary sight to see and hear. It sounds like a jet engine taking off. I don't know if you ever seen one of those in person, Sky?
Yep.
It is scary, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much the same. It would sound like a jet engine. It's very similar in principle to a jet engine, only instead of having turbine blades and compressors and impellers, it uses natural aspiration.
But right.
Pretty much the same thing.
Exactly. And I had a question the other day. One of my listeners was looking to buy a rocket heater, and he said, John, how far from the wall does it need to be? And I said, well, here's what you need to do. You need to talk to your insurance carrier, because your insurance carrier will tell you how far away it needs to be from the wall in order to be in compliance with their policy. And that's a big deal, isn't it, Sky?
Oh, yeah. No, I can tell you how far away it needs to be from the wall right here, right now. Here, let me get at the dimensions. From the back wall is 24 inches, and from the side wall is 12 inches.
Well, in addition, what you're giving us is the proper engineering specs on one hand. But before you do the installation, I would go ahead and talk to my insurance carrier anyway, because their dictates may not be the same as the engineering specifications. Right, Sky?
That's true, yes. So insurance companies will generally look up the NFPA standards, and manufacturers have to go by the UL standards, and they do have conflicting information sometimes.
Right, right. And you don't want to install this thing twice. So I know we have a couple of wood stoves here, and our insurance company, they didn't like how close they were to the wall, and they mandated we put a sheet of steel between the wall and the heaters and the wood stoves, so that they were comfortable with that installation. But properly installed, these rocket heaters are very, very safe, aren't they?
Oh yeah, they're about the safest wood stove that money can buy, I would say, because you have so little to no creosote buildup at all, it's very rare, if ever, you'll have a chimney fire. Most wood stove exhaust is going to be over 400 degrees, sometimes over 800 degrees on the black pipe. But our heater stays under 200 degrees, which is a testament to both its efficiency and safety.
Right, right, absolutely. Well, my neighbors are getting their firewood supplies laid in. Sometimes they go to the sawmill to get scraps. Sometimes they have logs delivered. Other times they cut and stack their own wood. They're getting ready for a winter time here. Now, if you live in Minnesota or Wisconsin, you make fun of what we call winter down here, but it gets chilling. We're running right now in the low to mid 30s at night, and in the around 55, 60 degrees in the daytime. And you definitely need some heat, don't you, Sky?
Yep. Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, we've been running our heater now for a couple weeks now at least, and it's been doing a very nice job keeping up with the heat quite easily.
Now, the top of the rocket heater is flat, which means you can use it for a cooking service or to boil water, can't you?
Absolutely, yes. So I even had one customer a long time ago. He hooked up the heater outside with a section of pipe, and he was melting lead to cast bullets and fishing lures with.
No kidding. That's neat. Well, it doesn't take a whole lot of heat to melt lead. It's a very soft metal. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you go to my website, you can... see the rocket heater there. There's a photograph of me standing next to the rocket heater in the production facility there that they've got near Sullivan, Missouri. And $1,800. Now, does that include the shipping?
Yes.
I thought it did. Yeah. Now, Shipping something that big and that heavy is something that requires probably a truck delivery. And I know that you've finished these stoves are beautifully finished, by the way, and you bolt them down to a pallet and then shrink wrap them, don't you?
We crate them now. We had a few problems with the shipping companies. We had one guy, a customer, some forklift operator, decided to smash the top of it with the forklift.
Ooh.
And so after that, we said, we're going to go ahead and crate it. We did get his money back. We basically filed a damage claim, got his money back. It was insured and everything. But
right.
From now on, we were crating them with plywood and screws.
Okay. Well, then that's going to eliminate many problems. There's no way to have 100% no damage, but this will go a long way towards that goal.
Thus far, knock on wood, we haven't had any problems at all since.
I have listeners all over the planet. Now, if there was an international order, say to Australia or New Zealand or Canada, we'd have to calculate the shipping, wouldn't we?
Yeah, we would, but we have made international sales before. There's a guy that was living in the Swiss Alps, and obviously it's all softwood pine trees in the Swiss Alps, and that precluded just about every other wood store. He was like, hey, I want to burn this pine. I want to burn this really sappy wood. I want to buy one of your heaters. And it costed about $800 for him to ship it from here all the way to Switzerland, but he got it, and so now it's probably about 8,000 plus feet or more in elevation running on pine heating this guy's house.
Well, good for him. I got a lot of listeners in Switzerland, a huge number in Germany, which of course has mountains also, and England and France and Spain and all over the planet. So that's good to know that the international option is available if people need to exercise that. And you had some new projects that you've been working on, Sky. Anything that's close to coming to reality?
Yeah, there are there's one thing that is actually quite close to coming to reality, and that is the what I'm going to call the waste valorization unit. Now, I went ahead and went into the National Guard to help pay for the EPA listing of the heater, but that when I get back, the development should be finished.
Okay, we got a break here. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Thank you. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 14th of November, visiting with Sky Huddleston, the manufacturer of the rocket heater. You scroll down to the right side of my homepage, you'll see the little logo image there of the rocket heater. Just click on there for the details. Okay, Sky, do you have rocket heaters in stock, ready for shipment?
I want to say yes, but no, we sold out our last rocket heater a couple days ago. However, we do have another production run that's in the works right now, and it should be done within a week or two.
Okay. So if people place their order today, you'll be ready for shipment somewhere between, today being the 14th, so between the 23rd and the 29th of this month.
Yeah. Yep, that sounds about. That's a good estimate.
Right. Now the production facility is a very nice, very well laid out commercial metal building that you've got there, and I've been there several times. Just as clean and as neat, and with all the professional equipment necessary to do metal fabrication of this nature and turn out a beautiful product that will last, well, probably for many decades in the future, don't you think?
Well, the idea is indefinitely, but I'm not going to be around indefinitely, so I can't make that claim.
Well, obviously. Okay, now to pay for the EPA testing requirements for this new product, you went ahead and joined the National Guard, didn't you?
I did, absolutely.
Now, you and I have talked about that a little bit, and you go on the basic training, I believe, in January. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I'm shipping out like January 2nd or something like that.
Okay. So you'll be leaving on January 2nd, go to basic training. How long are they going to keep you before you come back to Sullivan, Missouri?
It's just shy of 3 months for BCT, and then it's going to be 4 or 5 weeks for AIT.
All right. All right. And what's your MOS going to be?
88 Mike.
Which is?
It's a motor transport operator, essentially a truck driver. So it right. had the biggest sign-on bonus available to me at the time, and it had the shortest AIT so that I could get back to working on my business.
Would you like to know why it has the biggest bonus?
Because it's also known as the minesweeping MOS.
Right. Right, and what gets swept away is your legs from the knees down.
It's a risk I'm willing to take for the business.
Okay, all right. Well, if you get deployed to Afghanistan, let me know. I got some helpful hints that may help you come back with all your body parts intact. Some tricks we learned in Vietnam that might be helpful.
Any advice is always helpful.
Well, you're a healthy young man. I want to see you come back if you do get deployed in one piece, Sky. Ladies and gentlemen, heating out your home in the wintertime is a major expense for most families. And it's, if you can do it in a very cost-effective manner by literally gathering sticks and twigs from your backyard, if it comes down to it, or going to one of the places that Sky mentioned, any place that does woodworking is going to have scraps of wood that it costs them time and money to get rid of. So these scraps of wood at any place like a place that makes pallets, for example, they're going to have scraps of wood. And we have pallet making facilities around the Ozarks here all over the place. Just scraps of wood is all it takes to fuel the rocket heater, right?
Oh, yeah. One of our first customers was a pallet remanufacturing company. They bought our second prototype, and they're using it right now to heat their facility from the waste wood. And I actually got a call back from the guy that owns the company, and he's like, it works great, but we still have to throw away our wood because it doesn't hardly use any.
Amazing. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
owner.
We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you. All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 14th of November. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. I want to mention one of the free downloads I haven't mentioned for quite a while. Matrix 3, Volume 2. It's a free download at my website. Let's get there and let's see if we can find that real quick. Let's see. And let's see. Free downloads. We have, okay, reading and research. Here we go. Free downloads. They're on the right side of my homepage. And we've got several books here. Matrix 3, Volume 2. Here it is. It's more than 1,000 pages, ladies and gentlemen. More than 1,000 pages. You may want to have your local print copy place someplace like Office Max or Office Depot or Staples, or print it out for you on a three-hole punch paper. Make sure that it's in such a format that the holes don't punch out the any of the text. And it's a book that will help you get answers. I know many, many of my listeners are looking for answers. Well, this book will give you the answers. It will give you the answers as to many of the reasons that our society is being changed in so many harmful ways. So check that out, print it out. It's a reference book. It's not the kind of book you sit down and read from cover to cover. Of course, you could do that. One of the reasons it's 1,000 pages is that instead of just giving footnotes to original source material, he reprints original source material in its entirety. So that's one reason that the book is so lengthy. Great book, and I keep it handy for reference at all times. Of course, also at my website are energy cleaners for sale. This is my home business. If you place your order for an energy cleaner, I'm the guy that boxes them up. I take them to the country post office there in Cherryville, and I ship them off priority mail. Same thing with the mattress pads. I'm taking delivery of probably 15 or 16 mattress pads this week, and I'm the guy that reconfigures them to be compatible with the energy cleaner. If you've got issues with joint pain, arthritis pain, or back pain, the energy cleaner will probably help. Not sleeping, it will probably help there too. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. It's only $285, shipping included. Mattress pads vary in price by size. And yes, I do offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. So you can call my toll-free order line, make it place your order. That toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Sky Huddleston, the manufacturer of the energy cleaner, of the rocket heater. Energy cleaner's on the brain there, Sky. And you got your hands full with the rocket heater. You don't need to be trying to manufacture energy cleaners.
No.
And a fresh batch is underway to be ready for shipment in 7 to 14 days. And I know that when you and your father are working on these, everything is done to very exact specifications, isn't it, Sky?
Consistency and quality are very important. We get audited yearly by the testing lab to make sure that our factory is up to par. So not only are the heaters certified to standards, so too does the facility that they are manufactured.
Oh, and what's that process look like? Do they give notice before they come out, for example?
Sometimes they do, but they don't have to.
Right, right. So it could be a surprise visit. Hello, here we are, and we're going to check out everything, top to bottom, left to right. Well, and that's good to know. It should give people peace of mind knowing that there's some independent checking going on here of this manufacturing facility. And like I say, ladies and gentlemen, I've been there. It's clean. It's well laid out, very well lit, with good quality equipment and excellent working condition. Everything's done right when it comes to manufacturing these rocket heaters, isn't it?
Yeah, it has to be. We wouldn't have been able to get the certifications if it wasn't.
That's right. That's right. Now, tell us about this new product that you're working on there, Sky.
Well, which one?
The one that's closest to being ready to sell.
Yes, so the waste valorization machine units should be available next year, and what it will be essentially, it gives everyone the capacity of a wood gasifier, so they'll be able to run internal combustion engines and generators and possibly even vehicles off the producer gas from it, but it's not just a gasifier. It can produce charcoal as a fuel or biochar. It could also produce synthetic diesel fuel and gasoline using a distillation setup from old tires, waste plastics, and waste biomass. And so it's basically a one-shot system. It fits onto a trailer. It'll be portable as a trailer, and it'll provide you all your needs for energy. It'll provide you fuel to run electric generators, fuel to run your vehicles. It'll provide you charcoal, which could be used for gosh, all the uses the charcoal is used for. And it could also provide someone with a source of income, because you could take waste tires and plastics, put it into the machine, and get out diesel fuel.
Now, what's the size and weight of this piece of equipment going to be?
Probably about 2,000 pounds. So it's not going to be a tiny, tiny machine. It's going to be a rather expensive unit, but it provides someone with everything that they could ever need and want for total energy security and independence.
So it's a one-ton device, and what are the dimensions of it going to be approximately?
Approximately 5 by 7 feet-ish. Right now I'm working on a prototype, and the prototypes are always completely different than the production units.
Yeah, and 5 feet wide and 7 feet long, and how tall?
5-6 feet tall.
Okay, that's a big piece of equipment, to say the least. And weighs a ton. And once you've got this, would there be any electronics involved in this?
Yes and no. So you could hook up electronics, but you won't have to necessarily.
Okay, because EMP resistance is certainly a big deal for a lot of my listeners. And
like computers? No, there will be no wiring small enough for an EMP to fry. All the wiring will be big and bulky, you know, 12 gauge and thicker.
Well, it's not the wiring we're concerned so much as we are transistors, resistors, and diodes.
None of those. There will be none of those.
Okay. All right. That's the main threat we're concerned about with EMP. Good. So, next year is 7 weeks away, Sky.
Yeah, I know. I'm aware.
Okay.
hopefully the machine will be, the first prototype should be up and running by mid to late summer next year, and then after that I'll have to perform some runs, check out what the diesel output is, check out, you know, what its capacity to produce is for charcoal, electricity, all that good stuff, syngas. Once that's done, then I can start making a production-ready unit. And I actually did apply for a Department of Energy grant. I don't know if we'll get it, but if I do, it'll be about $150,000 towards the development of the unit. So that should speed things along.
Well, if it happens, that'd be great. Now, what kind of fuels would this piece of equipment use? You mentioned tires. Now, how would you get a tire to fit in there?
Well, there will be a very large cylinder with a door that you unscrew and you open it up, and you could put chrome rubber in it, or you can get basically just the sidewalls you could shove in it, or the belts if it's shredded, put it all in there, and you could fit about 40 tires in the prototype that I'm working on right now. And you should be able to get about 1 gallon of diesel fuel for every tire that goes in it. So 40 tires will get about 38 to 40 gallons of diesel fuel. From it.
Untaxed diesel fuel.
Yeah, untaxed off-road only diesel fuel, of course.
Right. Of course.
But of course, if anything happens and whoever has this machine, they're basically going to be the local John D. Rockefeller, because who else is going to have fuel, realistically?
Right. Well, that's something that comes up a lot in these discussions about EMP, that even if you have an older tractor or a car or a truck, diesel car or truck made before 1972, where's the fuel going to come from? Well, here's the answer right here. And it's probably too early to speculate on what one of these pieces of equipment would cost, isn't it, Sky?
Yeah, it is. It will. I know this. It'll cost more than $5,000, but it's an investment, because not only does it give you security and peace of mind if anything happens, you can make money starting day one that you get it.
Now, who else is selling a piece of equipment like this?
Nobody. Nobody does small-scale tire pyrolysis.
Okay. So the next step up would be a commercial-sized unit, and you're talking how many dollars for something that would be that,
million.
That next? $1 million? Or million,
millions.
Or millions,
tens
plural.
Tens of millions.
Tens of
yes.
millions. Well, that kind of clarifies that, doesn't it? Tens of millions. Yeah, well, there's not many folks that are going to spend tens of millions of dollars to turn scrap tires into diesel fuel. But between $5,000 and $10,000 is a ballpark that we can be looking at.
Yeah, I'm hoping to keep it under $10,000. I'll have to perform all the numbers and figures and add up the cost of materials and cost of labor and things of that nature. But my goal is to keep it under $10,000.
Well, that's a doable amount, considering the value that's brought now. So you can turn old tires into diesel fuel. Now, what else can you can make a gas that you can run? What kind of engines on the gas that comes out of it?
Any gasoline engines will be able to run on the methane that it produces, or you could just put wood in it and run the engine off the wood gas. You can also not just make diesel out of waste tires, but you can also use waste plastics, and hopefully if I set it up correctly and do all the engineering right, from waste anything, including biomass, like even cow dung, you can make the diesel fuel out of, hopefully.
Now, let's get some clarification here. Let's say I've got a gasoline-powered Ford pickup truck, and I've got this gasifier. How would I make this whole thing work?
So if you have a gasoline-powered Ford pickup truck, what you could do, and I'm just speculating right now, right now the prototype's not even completed yet, but what you could do is hook it up to the trailer and hook a hose from back all the way up to the intake towards the front, and then run it off that. It'll be a batch system, so once you run out of fuel, you'll have to refuel the whole thing. So you won't be able to keep adding fuel like a stratified downdraft gasifier, but it does provide you with a lot more intuitiveness, and it won't be nearly as picky about the fuel, because a stratified downdraft gasifier needs very specifically sized fuel to match right. The engine and the gasifier. Here, if it fits, it's good.
You know, that would be an act of desperation to be driving a pickup truck with a trailer with a 2-ton piece of equipment on the back of it, but it's better than walking. A more practical application would be a static application where you're running a generator, a genset, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You could run a generator off the methane gas and then distill the fuel and then run your vehicles on the fuel. And if I set up my distillation columns correctly, you should be able to get both diesel and gasoline.
Obviously,
the gasoline yield will be lower than diesel, but it's there.
All right. We've got a caller on hold here. We got Jim in Oklahoma. Good morning, Jim.
Yes. How you doing, Mr. Moore?
Good.
All right. Yeah, I wanted to ask about the safety of burning that treated powdered wood in his stove. You know, the formaldehyde and everything, I'm sure. I'm going to tell you, it's sealed up. All the smoke burned, too.
Hello? Okay, now, the safety of treated wood is... So a lot of people think, and in the old days, this was likely the case, that the emissions was bad on treated wood, and I still don't recommend inhaling the emissions of any wood. But what's really dangerous with the treated wood is the ash, because at least with the modern treated wood, it has heavy metals in the ash and other toxins. And that's what really needs to be taken care of. During the UL safety test, I believe that we accidentally put pressure-treated wood, into the heater, and there was a noticeable result, but it did not void the safety testing. So, but I still don't recommend doing it because of legal reasons.
Okay.
The pellets in art are just plain oak. They don't treat them with anything. They're just plain old oak with no treatment of any kind on it. The ones that I see.
Yeah, I'm not aware of any pellets that are treated. Treated wood is normally for outdoor use.
Yeah. Maybe they got some kind of special pallets in Oklahoma we don't see around here, but I've never seen pallets that have been anything except raw, untreated oak. Anything else, Jim?
Yeah, I heard just the last caller, you also sell a wood gasifier?
Not yet. That's what we're talking about, a project that may be ready for market somewhere in about 12 months or so.
Nice. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Jim. We appreciate your call. Call number is 800-313-9443. Yeah, it's 12 months from now is really quite optimistic to have a finished product ready to be sold, isn't it, Sky?
It wouldn't be if I wasn't going into the National Guard. It would be done by then for sure. But once I get back, with I got a lot of other projects, but that will be a very good priority for me to finish up. It's pretty much over halfway built now. All I really have to do is move it to a static location, put some insulation on it, and make the distillation system, fire it up, run it, see what I get out of it, go from there.
All right. That sounds like a plan. Well, you're a busy man with a very active brain and taking on this Army commitment. How long did you sign up for?
6 years.
6 years. All right.
Yes.
Well, God bless you. It's going to be you'll see and hear and be part of things that you would never dream of. You and I've had some private conversations about that, and it continues to change. They keep lowering standards because they can't get enough healthy young men and women to enlist. And something you'll find out, Sky, because you're a very bright young man, no matter how high you get in the Army, what rank you are, there's always going to be somebody who outranks you that is not nearly as bright as you are. It's just going to be a fact of life that you need to live with and suck it up and go on. But that's the nature.
Embrace the suck.
Whatever it takes. Yeah.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality. There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Thank you.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 14th of November, visiting with Sky Huddleston. And we're talking about rocket heaters and a lot of things other than rocket heaters. Well, your career in the U.S. Army, National Guard, starts in 7 weeks, more or less, doesn't it, Sky?
Yep.
Oh, boy. Well, you already wear your hair short, so that won't be any difference. You're already disciplined. You're going to see mama's boys who have never had to get up and do anything except maybe go to school. Young men and women who have various criminal records, substance abuse problems, because the Army is desperate to get people, and they're granting waivers for people who've had mental health issues, people who've had substance abuse issues, and you're going to be sharing living space with these young men and women. Sky, it's going to be quite a challenge for you.
No, I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah. I bet you are. Well, you're going to be smarter than almost everybody there. You'll be more disciplined than most everybody there, more athletic than almost everybody there. So you'll be an outstanding student in basic training, and you'll get along real well with the drill sergeants, I'm sure. And just remember, when it comes time to go to the range and they want you to put tension on that sling, don't do it, because that changes the harmonics of the barrel and will cause it to, well, you don't know where it's going to shoot. That's just one of many things that's going to happen. I don't know if they're still doing that or not, but I tried out for the Fort Leonard Wood marksmanship team. They told me to do that, and I never went back because I knew these people were idiots and didn't know what the hell they were doing. And they were supposed to be the instructors for the marksmanship team. But you'll run into a lot of idiots in the Army and a lot of bright men and women also. It's going to be a mixed bag, Sky. And but you'll do well. You will do well, and you'll get a lot out of it.
Hopefully, I was already promoted to E3 at RSP.
Okay. Well, that's a private first class, and well, good. That's great. Well, we're going to get as much time out of you as we can the next 7 weeks before you take off for the big green machine, as we sometimes call it, and start learning all the traditions and culture of the U.S. Army that's been around for more than 200 years. It'll be a challenge for you, Sky, and not the kind of challenge you're used to. You're used to the challenges of metalworking, aren't you?
I'm used to the challenges of life.
Well, that's true.
Be it metalworking, or heck, just the other day, I was on a job site helping my dad and a friend of his loading a scissor lift with a forklift into a door, and he called the company that he rented the scissor lift from, going, "Oh no, it's not working because he turned the key left instead of right."
Uh-huh.
And I was, dealing with things like that.
Right. Well, these things happen, and it is called dealing with life. I want to be cut off by the music here, Sky. I want to thank you for being with us, and we look forward to having you back here soon, sir.
Hey, thank you. You have a great day.
Okay. Okay, we got top of the hour break. I'll be back with Leon Green. Stay tuned.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.